We left off in the middle of the sugya of Kibud Av Ve'Aim. The Gemara has on the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis. There's a din of Kibud Av Ve'Aim, din of Moir Av Ve'Aim, two different psukim. And the Braisa delineates on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Ezum Rav Ezum Kibud. Kibud means to give service to the parents. And Moira means to show respect for the parents. Kibud is the last line on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Machal Mashkin, Malbishim Machasa, Machnes and Motzi. To help them physically or to give them pleasure. Let's say the children, teenagers, they like to go visit their friends, or young children, they like to go visit their friends. So a lot of times the parents only see the children on Shabbos and Yom Tov. All week long the father's running around making a living. So he wants to have the hanor of having their children at home on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it's unreasonable to demand of the children they can never go visit their friends on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's whenever it's unreasonable, then there's no din of Kibud Av Ve'Aim. Let's say the father lives in New York and the child lives in California, and the father calls the child, "I can make me a cup of tea." Mm-hmm. He should fly to New York to make him a cup of tea. It's unreasonable. So the Pashta says there is no din of Kibud Av Ve'Aim. But whatever is within reason, that's a din. To be mechabed means to be mishamish the parents. So the parents have to let the children go away sometimes to Shabbos, but the children have to be mechabed the parents, to be mahana the parents. To be home a lot after they get married, they should come visit. If they move to the other side of the world, they should come visit the parents once in a while, call on the phone, send photographs of the children, and so on. And Moir Av Ve'Aim means what we would call kibbut, to show respect for the parents. They had the Gemara said the din of Kibud Av Ve'Aim applies Mechabda Mechai Mechabda Lachamosa. Where was that Gemara? I forgot already. Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Right? Second line. Tar Rabban Mechabda Mechai Mechabda Bimoso. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, how can you have Mechabda Lachamosa? Kovod means physical assistance, to feed them when they need, to help them walk, to drive them places. After he dies, he can have more of it, can't have kibbutz. So he thought that is lavdavka in the braisa. When it says mechabda b'mosa, means you show mora, you show respect for the parents even after they die. We suggest that maybe you can be covered also because the Beis Yosef in Yeridei and Hilchas Kaddish, say Mishin Ayin Vov, quotes a long passage from the Zohar. I think Rabbi Kiva had a dream, and he saw a person was suffering in Gehenna, and he said, "What can we do to spare you from suffering Gehenna?" So he said, "If the children will say Kaddish," the Gemara says that Bro Mezaka Abba, Abba Lo Mezaka Bro. The children are extension of the parents. The parents are not an extension of the children. So any mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that the children do after the parents die, or while the parents are still alive, even after they die, is considered as chus for the parents, so it lightens the burden. So let's say if the children recite Kaddish after the parent dies, if the parent deserves to suffer in Gehenna, so the children do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, they give tzedakah, they daven parnamid, they serve as shliach tzibur, they get aliyahs. So any mitzvahs that they do is considered a schus for the parents. So that's the whole thing of reciting Kaddish after the parents die. The Gemara says the maximum that a Rosh is, the Gemara says, at the Sefta, I think, the maximum that a Rosh suffers in Gehenna is Yud Beis Chodesh. So we don't want to say Kaddish for 12 months to imply as if the parents are really suffering in Gehenna to the maximum. So the minig is that you only say Kaddish till the end of the 11th month. You don't say the 12th month. Unless you know for sure the parents were Taka Rishoy, then it makes sense to say Kaddish even for the 12th month. Or if you're saying Kaddish for somebody other than a parent, so there's no need to keep it up. Let's say someone died, And the children are not saying Kaddish. He has no children, so someone else is saying Kaddish. Then the meaning is that you don't say Kaddish for the 12 months, just in case he's going to suffer the maximum. That's what the Gemara says here, that you only say Harenei Kaporas Mishkavoi Ad Mele Tel Shnei Masa Chodesh Kam Yelech Ham Zechon Levrocha Lechayhu El Mabo. Why don't you say Harenei Kaporas Mishkavoi? So Rashi explains Harenei Kaporas Mishkavoi means I accept upon myself any punishment that the Bezen Shalmaila wants to give to my father or to my mother, I accepted it upon myself. I don't know why the Bezen Shamalu should accept that deal. Why should they accept it? Like the tale of two cities. Why should the Bezen Shamalu accept it? If the father was the Russian, he deserved the punishment. Why should it be sufficient that the son should accept? I don't know. But apparently it works. Maybe, sometimes. So that's reciting Haredi Kapor's Mishkava only makes sense within the first 12 months. After the first 12 months, and then Mishpurushan again, and the maximum you can suffer is going to be Yud Beis Chodesh. So if a child says Kaddish after the parents, and he gives tzedakah, and he davens fine omen, and he does mitzvahs and meisim tovim, he learns, and he acts like a normal Jew, that's counted as a schus for the parents. So that's Mechabda, Olaham Oisim, Mechabda in the sense, he lightens the burden, he's Mishamish the parents, physically, that they suffer less in Gehenna. So you don't necessarily have to say that it goes on Mora only, you can say it goes on Kavod as well. We mentioned that there was a deal, yeah.
This idea that you hear on Yom Kippur, that the Neshamas are like reevaluated every year, is that of a Makar in like Rishonim? Or this idea that like the kibbutz that you're giving to your father could make his Neshama have like an aliyah even many years after
the Yeah. I thought that's what it means in the Gemara, that Brahma Zaka Abba, Balam Zaka Bro. That's what the Zohar says, that the children recite Kaddish, and that counts as a schus for the parents, yeah? I mean, after the Yud Beis Chodesh Rav, how do you know that even helps after the Yud Beis Chodesh? That's also Brahma Zaka Abba.
The Yud Beis Chodesh is saving the person from the Ish of Gehenna.
Right.
But is it also, like, you talk about, and in Kippur people talk about that it
I don't know the earliest source, but it says Lifnei Miyato Aseliten Din Mecheshban. The stock of the Shlosha Dvar Miyata Boli Di Avera Miyain Basal Anatol Chavdem Miyato Aseliten Din Mecheshban. So the Mefarshim ask, it should say Cheshban VeDin. First, make a Cheshban, and then you give up stock. Why does it say Liten Din VeCheshban? So some of the Mefarshim say, I don't know if it's a Mishonim. I don't know if it's a Mishonim. But it's a popular notion among Achrayim, Svarim, that they make a din on the mace, and then the cheshbon continues even years after the person died. Let's say the person did a couple of averes during his lifetime. He talked in the middle of davening, and he didn't show up on time to the davening, so this affected his children. The children talk in the middle of davening. They do. They go in the footsteps of the parents. So he's going to be suffering even after the Yud Beis Chodesh Arab. He's going to be punished because what he did during his lifetime keeps on causing additional people to sin. And if he did mitzvahs during his lifetime and he trained his children to give tzedakah, and the children continue every year to give tzedakah whenever there's an appeal. So that's also considered a schus for the nifta. So that's why it says, Liting din v'cheshben. First there's a din, and then there's a cheshben before the din. But then there's a cheshbon that continues even after the din. Every year they reassess, every week they reassess. If the children do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, because they were trained by their parents to do so, that this is considered a schus for the parents. You want to know how early, what's the earliest source where that idea appears? I don't know. The Gemara does say, though, that when you bring an ekel arufo, so the Kohanim have, from the closest city, have to say, Kapalam chesol shepadisa Hashem. So the Gemara says, Am Chesol Shepadisa Hashem by the Yotze Mitzrayim. So you see the Ruya Kaporazu Shetachapra al Yotze Mitzrayim. When you bring an Egla Rufa, it's not only Mechapra on the people from that city, it's Mechapra on all of Klal Yisrael, it's a Kaporaz HaTzibur. It's not a Kaporaz HaYochid. Sometimes there's a Kaporaz HaYochid. I did an Aver B'Shoig, I ate Chometz B'Pesach by mistake, I ate Chela B'Dam by mistake, so I bring a Korban Chatas. So that's Kaporaz HaYochid. Then you have Kaporas HaTzibur. Yom Kippur is Mechaper for the whole Tzibur. When you bring Egel Arufo, when you bring a Parhal of Dov Shal Tzibur, that's Mechaper on the whole Tzibur. So the Gemara says, whenever there's a Kaporas HaTzibur, it's Mechaper on the dead people also. We usually have a Klal Ein Kaporas LaMeisim. Let's say a person was eight Chela B'Shegeg, and he's Marfish HaChatos, and he dies before he had the chance to bring the Chatos to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Ein kapor la mason. The chata shemesa by la, you're not makriv. If a person set aside an oil or a shlomim and he dies, then you are makriv it. even though there's nobody getting a kapara, but the korban is a noy lo shlamim, so you makrev it even after he died, so nobody gets a kapara. But if you bring a chatos and an oshim, it's not bo ben edim and a dove. You can only bring a chatos and oshim, someone's going to get a kapar, then kapar la mason. So if the bala korban died already, so you can't be makrev it as a chatos and an oshim. So despite the fact that there's such a rule in kapar la mason, we assume that that rule only applies to kaparas hayochid. We had a tosis in Bava Kamma that said, if my shor amud kills an odom and I have to pay kofar, and kofar is kufar kapara, the Gemara says it's not momen and it's not knas, it's a third category, it's kapara. So Tosis says, l'may nafkimina, that we call it kapara. So Tosis gave six nafkiminas. They collected all the Gemara, so they came up with six nafkiminas, ladina. So what in the nafkiminas was? It ain't kapara la mason. Maishal Amud killed an Adam and I die, then it doesn't help that the Yorshim are going to give the koifer to the Yorshim. My Yorshim are going to give from the estate that they got the Yerusha, they're going to give to the Yorshim of the man whom Maishal Amud killed. Because ain't kapar la mason. So Taisis, it's a beferish Gemara. Taisis just quoting Gemara. So just like we say, ain't kapar la mason by Korban Chatos and Korban Oshim, we say, yen kapara la mason by paying kufr kapara, or whatever else may be kapara. This is as another tashlum, and the choymish by zav shachal truma b'shege is also kapara. So zen kapara la mason, but in kapara satsibu we say, yesh kapara la mason. We say that the kapali amchas al shepadisa Hashem ruya kapara zu shetachapar al yetz mitzrayim. Yetz mitzrayim died along there centuries ago, millennia ago, thousands of years ago. And still, it's mechaper on them. Whenever there's kaporas hatzibur, it's mechaper even on the mason, yeah. But you want to know, where is the earliest source which says that? That I don't know. That the mitzvahs and the masim tovim. The Gemara says, Brahm Zak Abba doesn't talk about after he's dead. The Gemara is talking about while the father is still alive. Any mitzvahs that the children do, if it's because of the education that the parents gave, and it's despite the fact that the parents gave them a very bad education, the parents were not observant at all, and the children fell in with NCS. Why? They became Bali Chu and they gave a lot of tzedakah. It has nothing to do with the parents. Then it's less of a Brahma Zakat, a lesser degree. Children are an extension of the parents. But the parents didn't educate them to give the tzedakah. The children decided on their own to give the tzedakah. So it's less of an accomplishment. That's the whole theme of Yisker. The whole idea of Yisker is that you pledge to give tzedakah and you say, in the schus that I'm giving tzedakah, this should be considered a merit for my parents and my grandparents who educated me, who taught me to give tzedakah. So that's the idea of Brahma Zaka Abba. Some people who lose a child recite Kaddish after the child died. What does it help to recite Kaddish? Gemara says, Abba Lema Zaka Brahma Zaka Abba, the mitzvahs that the children do are considered a schus for the parents because the children are an extension of the parents. But the parents are not an extension of the children. So if a child dies, it's not going to help that the parents are going to say, the father's going to say Kaddish.
It doesn't help
them. Somebody's got to say Kaddish when they say Kaddish. Yeah, the meaning is if someone dies and he doesn't have children, so somebody says Kaddish. But the question is, what does it help? I don't know. The Ramon Yeridei has that if someone dies, you say Kaddish for the mason, even if you're not a descendant from the person. But the real effectiveness of the Kaddish is really for the children or the grandchildren. The descendants should say the Kaddish. And the Iker of the Yisker really is the pledging of the Tzedakah. People think that Yisker is the sad note on Yom Tov, when you observe Avelis, you don't observe Avelis on Yom Tov. The Iker of the Yisker is Simchas Yom Tov, to give tzedakah to the Anim. So, Machta Atav Alevi Vagia Vyasva Amon Hashem Bekebecha, to be Misamech Aso Umlolim, the less fortunate people. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Yom Tov that if a person eats and drinks and he makes merry on Yom Tov, that's Simchas Hakeres, his belly is happy. But if you want to have real Simcha, so the way to accomplish real Simcha is to be Misamech Aso Acherim, to give tzedakah to the anim, or Rav Soloveitchik, you say, to teach Torah to the other people. The other people don't know Torah, so you misamech them by teaching Torah. Because the Gemara says, Pikudi Hashem Mishar Misamchei Lev. You're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to learn Torah when one is in a state of Avelus, because Liman HaTorah is misamech. So the same thing on Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah of Simcha, so there's inyan to be misamech acherim on Yom Tov. So the misamech acherim means to give tzedakah to the anim who can use it, who need it, or to pledge, to make an appeal, to give to the yeshivas, that's a different mitzvah tzedakah. But to give to aniyim, on yontav, that's a mitzvah of simchas yontav, l'samech asachir, and to teach Torah to the others. And so they thought that that's why there's a chiyuv. A chosin who gets married is a chiyuv to give him an aliyah and shivas imi amishta because it has a chiyuv simcha. So part of the chiyuv simcha is to be misameach acherim. So the one who gets an aliyah, bizman ha-gemar, used to lay in that aliyah. Our meaning is, kadesha lo levayishis misheini yodeya, some people will know how to lay properly with the trup, others will kill the whole aliyah. They'll kill every other word, they won't pronounce it correctly. So we don't have anybody laying their own aliyah. You have a balkori laying on behalf of the oilolater. But most of the poskim assume that the idea is that it's based on Shemei Kohenim. Balkori lanes on behalf of the Olah Latar, so it's considered as if the Olah Latar said the brachas and he lane, as if he was Malamit Torah L'Acher. So getting an aliyah on Yontav is an inyan of Simchas Yontav. That's why you should always try to get an aliyah on Yontav or give a shir on Yontav, one or the other, to be Malamit Torah L'Acher. It's part of Simchas Yontav. Good, so there's a din of kibud and a din of oine, kibud aviyem and din of mora aviyem. Yeah, in Shulchan Aruch there's all discussion, what about kibud aviyem by grandparents? Rashi HaChumash quotes a Bereshis Rabbah, the chayvod mikvod aviv yosem mikvod aviyo aviv. There's a din of kibud av, which is stronger than kibud of grandparents. So it means that there is a din of kibud aviyem by grandparents, or there isn't a din. So the Ramon Yerideya understands that line of Rashi, the Chumash that Rashi is quoting. It says when Yaakov Avinu was going down to Mitzrayim, why not a lekei aviv Avraham? Because chayvod mikvod aviv, yosem mikvod avi aviv. So the Ramah says, you see from that Medrash Rabbah that there's no din of kibud av to a grandfather. And many other poskim disagree. Say, fakir, there is a din of kibud av to a grandfather, but the kibud av to the father is stronger than the kibud av to the grandfather. Many disagree. Many disagree with the Ramah. Many of the later poskim disagree. They think that fakir, the Medrash implies that there is a din of kibud av. There's a Gemara in the end of Saita. That there was an Amora who was a Yosem at a very young age, and his grandfather raised him. And then, after many years of raising the grandchild, so the grandfather asked the grandchild, can you make me a cup of coffee? So the grandchild said, I'm not Mechuyev in Kibud Av. You're not my father. I'm not Mechuyev in Kibud Av. So it's clear from the Gemara that there's no Chiyuv, that's what the Ramah is basing it on. Basically, the Gemara, not so much the Medrash Rabbah. Medrash Rabbah sounds fakir. That there is a din of kibud av to the grandfather, but the chiyuv kibud av to the father is stronger than the kibud av to the grandfather. But if the Gemara is mashma, that there's no chiyuv kibud av at all to the grandfather.
Isn't there a chiyuv between the mother's father and the father's father?
But again, to kibud av. Don't remember? That's what it says in Yeridah. Yeah. I don't remember. Okay, it's good to know. Does it say whether there's a din of moira? Somebody asked me. I was at a wedding yesterday. So Talmud Chacham has asked me, is there a din of Moira Av, according to those Achranim who disagree with the Ramah, they hold that there is a din of Kibud by a grandfather. So what about, is there a din of Moira, that you have to stand up when he walks in the room, you're not allowed to sit in the seat? He said he looked and he didn't find it. He didn't find the discussion on the topic.
Why is he even in Zakin?
He should go into Chal Zakin anyway, no? If he's over 70. Yeah. If a seva tokum, one is over 70, is a seva, so you have to stand up. But there's a din, you're not allowed to sit in a seat, you're not allowed to call him by his first name. All the dinim amoira don't necessarily apply, just a din. A seva tokum, to stand up, to show a little bit respect. Yeah, that's the shaila. If you hold that there's a din of kibud av by a grandfather, is there a din amoira also? Yeah. Ah, good. So the Ramah also doesn't like it. Okay. The Pashtus in the Medrash is that there is, but Pashtus in Gemara is not. That's the problem. Pashtus in Gemara, the last daf in Saita, is that the grandson says, I'm not Mechuyev. I'm not Mechuyev in Kibud Av to the grandfather.
Yeah, we discussed whether Kibbutz Av, we mentioned it. Minchas Chinuch has a discussion about this, and the Maram Shik has a discussion. What's the nature of the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av to give service to the father? Is that a shibud bin adam lachaveiro, out of Hakoras HaTov? We owe a debt of gratitude to the father, to the parents. They brought us into the world. They raised us. They educated us. They took care of us. So is it a shibud bin adam lachaveiro, or is it a mitzvah bin adam lamakim? Based on the Brisa, the third line from the bottom of Laman Amabe, Shlosh Shut from Yesh Ba'odom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'yovah V'imoy, Mizman Shodim Mechaber Sovah V'esim, Ohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'anei Aleim, Kelu Ha'yisi B'neim, Mekib Duni. Being Mechaber the parents is an indirect way to be Mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the deal that the Minchas Chinuch raises. Mein Nafka Mina. So he says, what if the child was never Mevaza the parents, but he never went out of his way to show respect for the parents, never serviced them. He treated his parents like he treats everybody. He gets married and moves out of the neighborhood. He doesn't call his parents and he doesn't send them photographs of the children. He just loses all the contact, like he lost contact with all the other people in the community where he used to live. So is that an aver ben adam lachavera? In which case, if he ever decides to do tshuva, he has to ask mechila from the parents? Or should he assume, no, it's not really ben adam lachavera. It's really been Adam Lamakim. So been Adam Lamakim, and you do an Avera. But I'm not Makim. You do tshuva, and you stop doing the Avera. And then you start doing the mitzvah, and you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. But you wouldn't have to ask Avivima. So that's the Minchas Chinuch Nafkemina. If it ever occurs to the child to do tshuva for violation of Kibbutz Aviyim, does he have to ask Mechila for the parents? Maram Shik has the same discussion. Maram Shik was a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer in Hungary. The Minchas Chinuch was a Galatiana, he was not a Hungarian. They lived about the same time. So the Maram Shik has such a discussion, b'negiah to Mechila. The din is that the father can be moichel on his kavod. That's the Gemara. Amrav Chizde, that's the second white line on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. Amrav Mas, Amrav Chizde, v'av shemochel al kvod kvod amochem. Shaila is wise kvod amochem. So if you owe me money, you owe me $100, and I say, I'm moichel the money. I'm the balabas to be moichel the money. So if Kibbutz Av has been Adam Lachavera, so we understand why the father can be moichel on the Kibbutz Av. But what if you hold the Kibbutz Av has been Adam Lamakim? So what right does the father have to be moichel on the covet? So that's what the Maram Shik explains based on the Shach and Yeridea. Because Ritzon Shel Adam Zehu Kvodo. True, the father is not the Bailam on the covet. The Ribbono Shel Olam is really the Bailam. The Chiyuv Kavod is due to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and showing Kavod to the parents is an indirect way to be Mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But still, what's defined as kibbutz? Let's say, my father is young and healthy, and I'm going to help him tie on his shoes. Manilo. Machitza. My father wants to take a bath, and I'm going to come into the bathtub, and I'm going to scratch your back. He says, get out of here. I don't want you to tie my shoes. I'm not an invalid. I can take my own shower. I can take my own bath. I don't want your assistance. So the father has to be kaveh, what's kibun, what's not kibun. So the din in the Gemara, ha'ab shemachal ha'kvod ha'kvod ha'machol, is a din, however you slice it, whether you understand the kibbutz aviyim is ben adam lachaveiroi, or ben adam lamakim, because v'tzono shel adam zeh kvodo, the father is the balam to be kaveh, what constitutes kibun. But the shaila that the Maram Shik had was like this. The father got angry at his son. Father was 50 years old, and he got angry at his son, who's 25 years old, and he tells the son, I don't want to hear from you, period. Then the father reaches the age of 95, and he needs a little assistance getting around. So he calls the son, he says, could you please drive me around, take me on his own? So the son says, Dad, but 60 years ago, you were moichel. So let's say, you owed me $20,000 and I was moichel, we used to be good friends. And then, after 50 years, I could use the $20,000. I ran out of money. So it's too late. Once I'm moichel, I'm moichel. So that's what the Maram Shik says. If the father is a bailim to be moichel, because it's been on the Mahavera, so once he's moichel, he's moichel, so he can't change his mind. But if the mechila of the father is based on the idea that Ritzon Shalot M'zal Kavodo, so that depends every day. What does he want today? The father is the balabas to be kaveya. What's covered or not? So the Maram Shik is machriya, and this shaila based on the brisa that we just had. Mechabda mechay mechabda lahamoso. So he says there's never a shibud bin al machaber to a person who's dead. The fact that there's a din of covered to a mace is an indication that Kibbut Aviyeh must be Ben Adam Lamokim. It could be that it's both Ben Adam Lachaber and Ben Adam Lamokim. But at least you see from the Braisa that it's either Ben Adam Lamokim or it's also Ben Adam Lamokim. If it would have only been Ben Adam Lachaber, there's never any Shibudim to a Mace. That's what the Maam Shik says. So the father's ability to be Moichel is only based on Ritzon Shel Adam Zeh Kvodo. He's not really a Bailam on the Ben Adam Lamokim aspect. And then Memele, he can change his mind. At the age of 95, he can say, I need some help now. That's the tshuva of the Maram Shik. It's interesting, we mentioned that the Tferes Yisrael HaMishnais raises a possibility that maybe Mechabda Lahamosa is only with the Rabbanon. Maybe Mechaim, it's only a Shibud Ben Al Machavero, and it's only called Zman that the father is still alive. Maybe Mechabda Lahamosa is only with the Rabbanon. But even so, even if it's only Rabbanon, but still, so that din mid the Rabbanon has to be Ben Adam Lamokim. That can't be Ben Adam Lachaverim. Fine, so that we discussed already. I have a friend who passed away. Some of you may have known him, Joe Alpert from Englewood. So he said, after his father passed away, so the first time he had Yahrzeit on Shabbos, so he went to ask Rav Moshe Feinstein. The minig is that you usually get an aliyah. If you have yahrzeit on a Monday, Thursday, or Shabbos, you get an aliyah. That getting the aliyah should be a schus for the niftah. So he went to daven in Tiferes Yerushalayim in MTJ on Friday morning, and then after davening, he asked Rav Moshe, should he try to get one of the Zayin Kruim, or should he try to get Maftir? Rav Moshe told him, try to get the Zayin Kruim, one of the seven aliyahs. So then he went to work. And he went home, and he got ready for Shabbos, took his Shabbos, ready for Shabbos, the phone rings, it's Rav Moshe Feinstein. So he tells him, he changed his mind, more correct is to try to get Maftir. Why? So he says, because Maftir has more brachas. When you say the brachas in Haftar, they're more brachas, so it's a bigger schus for the niftar. I don't know. I don't think the Ramah talks about this Shabbos. Amos says that there was a minig, and says Shulchan Aruch, there was a minig that in the first year the Ovel should get Maftir. So there were those, there are those who have the practice that they want to get Maftir every single Shabbos. So one Shabbos will daven one shul, next Shabbos different shul, because every single Shabbos they get Maftir. So the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva about that. He thinks that that's not what it means in the Shulchan Aruch. It means when it's his turn to get an aliyah, once every 3-4 weeks, whatever. So instead of the gabbai giving him chamishi, shishi, shvi, whatever.
So why should the yartzeit be any different than in the year of the avelus? If the maftir is a kibbutz, then the maftir and the yartzeit should also be.
Because design kruim is more important than the maftir. So some have the attitude, that's what Moshe thought originally. Some have the attitude, you try to do big mitzvahs, to be mezakeh the nifter, the children are doing mitzvah, so getting an aliyah from the Zayin Kruim is considered a more important mitzvah than getting maftir. So Rav Moshe called him up on the phone, that's what he told me, and he said, no, that better is to say the maftir because you have more brachas. Others say better is to get maftir because Neman Hashem Elkeinu and Nemanim Devarecha is a form of tzidik adin. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch recommends that Ovel should get maftir in the course of the year, and the Shabbos before the yahrzeit, he gets maftir. And on if he has yahrzeit on Shabbos, he gets the maftir on that, because when you recite the Birchas Haftarah, the second half of the bracha Neman, it's not a bracha b'fnei atzman, it's the second half of the bracha. You don't say Amen before Neman Atah. Neman Atah, Neman and the Recha is a form of Tzidik Adin.
If you want to say like the Shita that you should get the seven aliyahs, then why wouldn't you get Hagbah?
Why doesn't he get Hagbah?
Yeah, isn't the Ramban bring that Hagbah better?
Yeah, I don't know. The Gemara says that the Hagoylo Noftas Chag Keneged Kulam, the one that does Glila, because in the days of the Gemara, the same person did Hagbah and Glila. They didn't divide it into two people. Yeah, why is Hagbah and Glila better than the other Aliyahs? Because it has a Remez and Chumash. Because it says, Ora Shaliyokim is Deva Terah Hazois. Tosis in Soita quotes the Yerushalmi Chayesh Torah no fellas. What do you mean? Or Asher Lo Yokim is Divrei Torah Zos. So the Yerushalmi has one suggestion. It goes on Hagbah, that when you do Hagbah, you should pick it up nicely. Baruch Asher Yokim Divrei Torah Zos. The Pashe B'Shata does mean it. Pashe B'Shata is the Yerushalmi said the Rabban Chumash quotes. Basha B'shat is, if a person is a king, he's a governor over a whole country, a rabbi, and he has the ability to get people to do mitzvahs, to observe mitzvahs, and he doesn't try to, so that's Baruch HaShe Yalkim, and Baruch HaShe Lo Yalkim is Dirad. Yalkim is Dirad Torah, that means he gets people to be more observant. But there's an additional level of interpretation, so the Yerushalmi says that it's a remiss to Hag Baglil. Baruch HaShe Yalkim is Dirad Torah, that means you should pick up... You should pick up the Torah properly. So there's a remez in the Chumash for Hagman, and there's no remez in the Chumash for Aliyah. So that's why Hagol al not to schar keneged kul, because one of those Hagman Glila, there's a pasuk that is meramez about Hagman. There's no pasuk that's meramez about Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, so we had a din of Kibud Aviyim, had a din of Mor Aviyim, Kibud Lachamisa, fine. Yeah, the Gemara has the discussion on Kibud Afisha, how Av Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Machal. What about her Av Shemachal Kvodo? So the Gemara first says, En Kvodo Machal. Why is En Kvodo Machal? He's not the Balabas. He's not the Balabas. Kibud Kvod HaRav is out of Kibud HaTorah. So the first opinions in the Gemara were that the Rav is not the Balabas to be Machal on the Kibud HaTorah. We don't pass him like that. We pass him. Rav Yosef Amar, Apilu Ha'av Shemachal Kvodo, is also Kvodo Machol. So the Gemara asks, Rav Yosef proves it from the Pasuk, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam is Mochol on his Kibud, Hashem Ha'olach Lefneim B'yoimam. So you see, Rabbanu Shel Olam is Mochol on his Kibud. So the Rabbi asks, Omer Rav Shtei Tshuvis B'dovor, he has tainus, Ochi Hashto, he has tainus against Rav Yosef's Raya. Says the Rabbanu Shel Olam created the whole world. Alma Dilehu, the Torah Dilehu. Machalei Kore, the world belongs to God and the Torah belongs to God. He's a Balabas, he has a right to be Mochum. Abahocha, by Tamachachum, Torah Dilehi, Bitmiya. Does the Torah belong to the Tamachachum that he should have the right to be Mochum on his covet? So that was Rabbi's Kasha against Rabbi Yosef. Abai and Rabbi were both young children and they both learned by Rabbi Yosef. And then later on, they had two different, when they grew up, they had two different yeshivas in different locations. So Rabbi asked the Taina against Rabbi Yosef. Adam and Rabbi, and then Rabbi later on realized that Rabbi Yosef was right. It is correct. Torah delay. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Kim Mesoros Hashem Chefzo, the first chapter in Tehillim. Kim Mesoros Hashem Chefzo, V'sarosa Yehege Yom HaValoyla. So the Pasuk Pshat, B'Torah Hashem Chefzo, the Talmud Chacham has a desire to learn Torah Hashem. V'sarosa Shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu Yehege Yom HaValoyla. So Rasa, like it says, Torah Hashem. So Rabbi has an additional level of interpretation. No, Rasa, Torah delay. Once you start learning Torah, then you kain it, then it's considered Torah delay. So therefore the Rav is a balabas on the covet. The Rav is a balabas on the covet. This is a big discussion in the Rishonim. What's the nature of the din of quote Talmid Chachamim? That you have an obligation to stand up to show kavod for a Talmid Chacham. So the Gemara raises a question on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Eboilahu 1-2. It's about the fifth or the sixth wide line. Gemara says Eboilahu. They had a suffix Mahu Lamed Bepnei Sefer Torah. When they carry Sefer Torah, they have to stand or not. Is there a din that you have to show respect for Sefer Torah by standing? Chelke Rav Siman, Rav Lozer Ame, they all said, all three Amoraim said the same. Haychoche, Kal Bechayme, if Mipnei Lom Deho Oimdim, Mipanei Aloi Kol Shekein. If you have to stand up when a Tamachochem passes by, out of Kabbat HaTorah, so certainly have to stand up when they carry the Sefer Torah. So they are of the opinion that standing up for a Tamachochem is out of Kabbat HaTorah. That's the Poshim Shat, out of Kabbat HaTorah. But there's a problem over here. There's a Gemara earlier on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis with a question, is that really the nature of the din? The Gemara has Eboilahu, this is about the 15th line from the top by the narrow lines. Eboilahu, Gemara has a Shala Beno, Behu Rabbo, the line begins with the word Rabbo. Beno, Behu Rabbo, my son is a big Talmid Chacham, so do I, and he's my Rebbe. I go to his shir every day, every week. Ma'o Lamed Pimpnei Oviv. The Gemara has two shailas. Is the son obligated to stand up in the presence of the father? And then the Gemara is going to have later. Is the father obligated to stand up in the presence of the son. That's the next shot. The Bailu, Benobu Rabba, Mahush Ahmed Avim Ibtanov, is the father obligated to stand up in the presence of the son? But the first shaila was, my son is a big tamachacham, he's my Rebbe, does the son have an obligation to stand up in the presence of the father? Toshma, Domal HaShmuel, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was an Amor who learned by both Rab and Shmuel. First, they lived in two different cities. So I think Shmuel passed away first, I forgot already. So when the first of the two died, then he moved to the other city, and he learned by the other one, and he used to say other things from Rab to Shmuel, from Shmuel to Rab. He said, oh, but he learned by both. Sometimes you have Om Rab Yudam Rab, sometimes you have Om Rab Yudam Shmuel. He said, oh, but Dinam, both from Rab and Shmuel. So that was the Shilam. So Tosh, if the son is such a big Tamachom, the father is a Talmud of the son. Does it make sense that the son is a son obligated to stand up in the presence of the father? Toshma, Dom Ale Shmuel, Rab Yudam, father was a Balabas. Rabbi Yehuda's father was Rabbi Yecheskel. He had a brother, Rami by Yecheskel. Rabbi Yehuda by Yecheskel were brothers. So and Rabbi Yehuda the Amora was stronger in learning, but stronger than his father. The father was a Talmud of his. So Shmuel once told Rabbi Yehuda, the Talmud, Shinano, Sharpi, Kol Nekami Avuch. You have to stand up when your father comes in. So you see, even though the son is the Rebbe of the son has to stand up for the father. Mar said, that doesn't necessarily prove that the din is always like that. Maybe that's an exceptional case by Rabbi Yecheskel. Shiny Rabbi Yecheskel, maybe there it's an exception to the rule the Balmaisim have. He was a very, as a chosid and a medaktik and mitzvahs, he was very medaktik and mitzvahs. Even Shmuel, who was much bigger than his Talmud Rav Yehuda, Shmuel would stand up out of respect for Rabbi Yecheskel. So that's why Shmuel told his Talmud, Shmuel told his Talmud Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stand up when your father Rabbi Yecheskel walks into the room. So here there's a big machlokes, the Ran and the Ramban, on the side of the Rif, on this Gemara. What kind of a din is that? The Gemara says, it's a funny din, we never heard of such a din. The Shmuel used to stand up out of respect for Rabbi Yecheskel, who was a Balabas, because he was a Balmaisim, because he was a big medaktik mitzvahs. Is there such a chiyuv? Let's say this Chassidish Rebbe is known as a holy tzaddik, but he's no great learner. We know he doesn't know how to learn so well, but he's a big tzaddik. He's a big medaktik and mitzvah. So is there a din you have to stand up for such a person? So that's a machlokes, the Ramban and the Ran. The Ran quotes the whole thing at page Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Ran first quotes the Ramban. That this is a chassidus ha'maisa. This is a midas chassidus. To stand up in front of a person who is a balmaisim, mikredin, there is no such halacha. But, so the question is a talmid chacham allowed to stand up for a balabas? Shmuel is going to stand up for Rabbi Yecheskel. He's a balabas. Isn't it zokem v'ena lefich v'oidai? There's a din above metziah, that there's a chiyav ha'shavas aveda. The Gemara says, Lo Suchel, how does it say, Kisera Chamor Sanacha? Yes, the first says, His Salamto, Lo Suchel Salam. So the Poshib Shat is, if you're going to see his Aveid, then you're going to make believe you didn't see it. So it says, Lo Suchel Salam. So His Salamto means what you're going to think you're going to do. I'm going to close my eyes, I'm going to make believe I didn't see it. So the Gemara has, that's Pshutu Shanik. Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. When you see someone else's Aveda, so sometimes the din is v'hi salamto. You should ignore it. And sometimes the din is lo sucha l'salam. So when is it v'hi salamto? When is it lo sucha l'salam? So the Gemara says, if he's a kohen in the Avedas, in the Beis HaKvaris, so he's not allowed to violate the din of kuhuna in order to do the Hashavas Avedas. So the Gemara says, for that you don't need a pasuk. That we know on our own, because Hashavas Avedas is ben adam l'chaveiroi, and Tumas Kahanim is ben adam l'mokim, and Esei Deich Alois Esei doesn't apply. A mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiroi is not Deich Alois Esei she ben adam l'mokim. Of course, the Kohen is not allowed to be metam l'meisim in order to accomplish Hashavas Avedas. The Loshan HaGemara in Bob Mitzia, in Perek Ele Mitzia says, Midachina Nisura Nikami Mamoina. You can't be Deich Isa Veheter ben adam l'mokim based on a ben adam l'chaveiroi. Mamoina means ben adam l'chaveiroi, and Isura means ben adam l'mokim. So the Gemara says, I don't need a pasuk for that. So what does the pasuk tell me? His halal the parmishatam salim. Mar says if it's a zokan dein and lefich vaydai, so then there's no chiyav hashavas aveda. So how do you translate zokan dein and lefich vaydai? So different rishonim get a different pshat. Some rishonim say zokan means the tam chacham. The ein lefich vaydai means zokan means tam chacham. The ein lefich vaydai means it's a piece of woman's underwear. And he has no pocket to put it in. So he's going to walk on the street with the woman's underwear. So the Gemara says, if it would have been his own wife's underwear, he wouldn't walk on the street with the underwear. If bishalow eino meshiv, bishal chaveir eino maksa. If the whole din of Hashavas Avedas have to treat other people's Avedas, other people's needs, as if it's my own need. But if it would have been my own need, if it would have been my own wife's underwear, I wouldn't walk on the street with it. I have no bag to put it in. So I'm not mechuyev to do Hashavas Aveda for the other person. And then Mimele, you're not allowed to, because the Talmud Chacham is not allowed to be Mabaza himself. And then other Rishonim say, the Machlokes is the Rosh and the Rambam over there, where the Zokin Beit HaLechuvah goes on Talmud Chacham Zokin, or Zokin means an older person. So the other Rishonim say, Zokin means an older person, and it's not Lefich Vodah. No, a person is usually more dignified than younger people. And again, if it would have been his own wife's underwear, he also wouldn't, he would be embarrassed. He wouldn't pick it up in front of everybody and carry it home. He would leave it there and he would ignore it. So he's not mechuyev over here either. So that's a shaila. There's a machloikis whether zaka means tamachacham or older person. And there's a machloikis in Rishonim where zaka meinu lechuyev means you're not mechuyev to or you're not allowed to do the hashavas aveda. So there's a discussion in the Pri Yitzchok. Abitzel Petterburger was one of the three most outstanding Talmidim of Rabbi Saul Salanter. So Abitzel Petterburger, he was the rabbi in St. Petersburg, Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser. His picture used to appear over years ago on the Pushkas when I was a little boy. The Pushkas, where the money went to Yerushalayim, to the Ani Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser's picture was on. He was one of rover over Rabbi Saul Salanter's turf. But he wrote Shtark Halacha. Chuvas Pri Yitzchak was very strong in learning. So he had a correspondence with another one of the three most outstanding Talmidim, Rabbi Saul Salanter, Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam. So they had a whole correspondence about this. So the Pashtas and the Yeshivas, they usually say that these two Machloikas and Naftali Zebizeh, if the word Zokah means Tamachacham, then Zokah Meinu Lichri Chavoida is not allowed to be Machmer. He's not allowed to do the Hashav Zavid because it's Bizayin Atar. If Zokah means an older person, who's so dignified that he wouldn't do it if it would be his own wife's underwear. So it means he's not mechuyev to meshiv aveda. But if he wants to, there's no aveira. And others argue the point and say no, that the zokein, an older person, is not allowed to cheapen himself. If he's an older person, even if he's not a tamachah, he's an older person.
He's more dignified than a tamachah.
He's what?
More dignified.
Not more dignified, the same. Same as a tamachacham, but he's not allowed to be mezalzel in his kavod.
I've said it before that some say that it's only a zokin that he doesn't have, but he's more than a dignified.
If he's a tamachacham, then you say, ein ot fichvod is osa to do the hashav sadeh. And if zokin means an older person, means he's not mechuyev to, but you can't say it's an aveira.
But nobody says that a zokin is not allowed, a tamachacham is not, doesn't have. Nobody says that.
No, we assume he's not allowed to out of kavod atar, yeah. But the deal that they had, Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam with Rabbi Yitzchak Petterburger and the Chuvas and the Pri Yitzchak, they have the correspondence is, what if he's a Zokin, an older person, not a Talmid Chacham, and if it would have been his own wife's underwear, he would have left it there. He would not want to act in an undignified fashion. So what if he sees someone else's Aved, he's not Mechuyev to be Meshev. If you want him Mechuyev to take care of someone else's needs, to the same extent that you would have taken care of, it would have been your own needs. The Ramban writes, that's the basis, that's the foundation of all of the mitzvahs, v'nol machaveira, v'chiv to take care of other people's needs, as if they would have been your own needs. That's what they say in the name of Rabbi Saul Salanter. That taking care of my own needs, that's called gashmias. Taking care of the other person's needs, that's called ruchnias. Because that's a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to take care of your own. If I lost an aveda, there's no mitzvah to take care of my own aveda. But to take care of someone else's aveda, someone else's needs, that's considered ruchnius. And others tanya, no. The Ramban says, you're obligated to take care of other people's needs because it's considered as if it's your needs to the same extent. But it's not that it becomes ruchnius. It doesn't become ben adam l'makom. It's considered ben adam l'chaverah. That's why the Gemara says, midachin an isurim, mikam imamayna. The Gemara said in Erlem, it says, I don't need the pasuk v'salamta to teach me that if he's a kohen and the aveda is b'veis hakvaris, that he's not allowed to be doicha the issa kuna in order to do a shavas aveda. Because the Gemara says, you never do midachin an isurim mikam imamayna. A mitzvah shebin adam l'chaverah is never doicha an aveda shebin adam l'makom. Because the need to take care of other people's needs is considered as if it's my own needs. So let's say I'm a kohen. I'm not a kohen, but if I would have been a kohen, theoretically, if I would have been a kohen and I lost an aveda in the Beis HaKvaris, of course I'm not allowed to go into the Beis HaKvaris. What's the heter? I'm not allowed to be mitami myself. So how can you say there's a havamina to be mitami yourself, to be mesh of someone else's aveda? The obligation to take care of the other person's aveda is to treat it as if it's your own aveda. But it's not more. It's not more than my own aveda. That Ramban, who explains like that in the Gemara in Bob Metzia, that seems to contradict this famous comment that they say from Rabbi Saul Salanter, that to take care of someone else's gashmias is considered ruchnias. To take care of your own gashmias is gashmias. Take care of someone else's gashmias, that's considered ruchnias. Pashtus and the Ramban, is that's exactly what he's saying. It's not correct. So let's go again. So let's say there's a Talmid Chacham who wants to do something that's not dignified for a Talmid Chacham. He say you're not allowed to. That's a din of zakan v'ena lefich v'aydai. That l'chol ha'deis he's not allowed. If he's a zakan, an older person, and it's not dignified, so that's a machloikas, that's a diun in achreinim. Whether that's totally zebizet, whether zakan means an older person, so that doesn't necessarily follow v'ena lefich v'aydai, just means that you're potter from hashavas aveda, or maybe you can even say that you're not allowed to, because you're not allowed to do an act that's not dignified according to your level in society. Not only if you're a Talmid Chacham because of the Kavanah Torah, even if you're an older person also not. So that's a diyun and akrei. But a Talmid Chacham for sure is not allowed to do something that's not dignified because it's a bizayin atar. So that's what the Ramban interprets in this Gemara. The Gemara says that Shmuel told his Talmud Rabbi Yehuda, who is the Rebbe of his father, Rabbi Cheskel, was a balabas. The father, Rami Bar Cheskel, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Cheskel, the father, Rabbi Cheskel, was a balabas, but he was a very balmaisim. He was a very fruma balabas. So Shmuel told the Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stand up out of respect for your father. So the Gemara says, Shiny, so that should that prove what the din is? When you have the son is the Rebbe of the father. You see, the son always has to stand up for the father. Gemara says, no, that was an exceptional case. Because Shmuel himself would stand up out of respect for Rebbe Cheskel. Why? Because he was a Baal Meisim. Why did he stand up? Ramban says, there is no such chiyuv. No mitzvah to stand up. There's a mitzvah to stand up for a person who's learning. That we pass on the mitzvah to stand up for a person who's old, over the age of 70. And they save it off. Ben Shivim le Seivim, we assume. The two girsas in the Mishnah, whether Ben Shishim L'Seva, Ben Shivim L'Seva, we assume it's Ben Shivim L'Seva. But there's no mitzvah to stand up for a person who's Yirei Shammai. So the Ramban says, a Talmid Chacham is not allowed to be mezalzel in his kavod, he's not allowed to do anything undignified, because that's a violation of Bizayin HaTorah. And nonetheless, Shmuel did stand up out of respect for Rabbi Yehuda. He wasn't mechuyev to. Ramban thinks he wasn't mechuyev to. He stood up, and you see that's not a violation of Zokan Bein Lechavir. It's not considered a Zilzal HaTorah. So since Shmuel himself stood up, it's not a Zilzal HaTorah, because the man is a Baal Maisim, so it's not a Zilzal HaTorah. So that's why he recommended. They didn't Mechayiv. Maybe Mikra Adin, the son, is not Mechayiv to stand up for the father. But he recommended he should stand up for the father, just like it's not a Zilzal for me, it's not a Zilzal for you. Even though your father is your Talmud, it's not a zilzal for you. That's how the Ramban learned. And the Ran is not, he quotes this Ramban, and the Ran is not happy with that. He said the simple pshat in the Gemara is that he told him that he's vadan, he's mechuyev to stand up for the father. Not that he's recommending, that it's not a violation of kavod hatorah. So the Ran comes up with a fantastic chiddush. He says that the pasuk says you're obligated to stand up, and you have to stand up when a Talmid Chacham comes by, not out of Kavod HaTorah. It's not out of kavod hatar. Out of kavod for the yira shamayim that he has. But we don't have a barometer to measure people's yira shamayim. But we have bechinas to measure who knows how to learn. We give bechinas in yeshivas. So the guys who do better, mistam know how to learn better than the others. So we usually assume, like the brisa of, what's his name, Rav Pinchas ben Yor, Tar mevila de zehiris, zehiris mevila de zrizis, zrizis mevila de everything else. So we assume that a person who is more learned is probably a greater yirei shamayim than other people. So when you stand up for a Talmid Chacham, you're really not standing up out of Kavanat Torah. The way the Ran is learning the Gemara, this Gemara contradicts the other Gemara. The Gemara on Lamed Gimel and Beis Harishayla, are you obligated to stand up when they carry a Sefer Torah? So the Gemara says, of course you are. It's a Kavachayma. If Neilom Deho Omdim, Mipanel Kol Shekein. The Gemara made the Kavachayma. So that Gemara understood. That Gemara understands that you stand up for Lomdei Torah out of the Kavod HaTorah. So you certainly stand up when you bring a Sefer Torah. So that Gemara is Beferish. You stand up out of Kavod HaTorah. And the Ran learns that this Gemara, a few lines earlier, is in contradiction with that Gemara. This Gemara holds that when you stand up for Talmid Chacham, it's not so much out of Kavod HaTorah. You stand up out of respect for the Yira Shamayim that he has. So even if a person is a plain balabas, Rabbi Cheska was not learned. But we all knew that he was a balmaisim habit. He was a big tzaddik. He was a big medaktik mitzvahs. He was a sweetie pie with Yerushalayim and so on. So Shmuel felt obligated to stand up for him. That's how the Ran disagrees with the Ramban. So according to the Ran, this Gemara by Shmuel with Rabbi Yudah is in disagreement with the other Amoraim. The different names over here. He holds that this is a fundamental machloikas.
So we said that in a mikra el ha-maisa.
That one?
It's not the learning as much as the maisa. In a mikra el ha-maisa.
Yeah, yeah.
So that means that you can learn all you want. If you don't do anything.
So if you have a person who learns a lot and he's mezalzel mitzvahs, so that for sure you don't stand up. That's the Gemara tells a story in Bava Basra that Geneva walked into the room. Geneva was more learned than most of the Amoraim, but he wasn't a medaktik, he wasn't a good person. So they said, should we stand up for Geneva because he knows how to learn? So they said, no, he's an avarian. He doesn't observe, he doesn't act properly. So for sure you don't have to stand up. That's what Tosis Tain is against Rashi. The Gemara has a machlokes that you have to stand up for Zoken Ashmoy. So Rashi translates Zoken Ashmoy, a Zoken Oshem, a Balavera. That's the top Tosis on Lamed Beis on the Beis. So the quote Rashi learns machlokes, and when the Maskana we pass, and you do have to stand up for Zoken Ashmoy. So Rashi learns Zoken Ashmoy means a Zoken who's a Balavera Oshem. He's a sinner. So Tosis says, how can it be? Even a Talmid Chacham, a Zaken just means he's over 70, but he's not observed. Tosha says, even if it's a Talmid Chacham, if he's a Balaver, you don't have a mitzvah to stand up. That for sure is not right. So that's what Tosha rejects Rashi. And they say, Zaken Ashmoy means Miloshen, not Miloshen Oshem, a sinner, a Rasha, but rather like Pischei Shamoy. The Gemara says, if you make a Tzuras HaPesach and Erev for carrying purposes, Hilchas Shabbos, the Gemara says, Pischei Shamoy is not a valid Tzuras HaPesach. It's poorly constructed. So Zoken Ashmoy just means he's a boor. Zoken Shomeim. He's empty. He's a boor. He doesn't have learning in his head. He has baseball in his head, but he's not a balaver. He's a nice guy. He's not a balaver, but he's not learned. So Tosha says, that was a machlokes HaTanaim, and that be paskin, there is a mitzvah to stand up for a Zoken who's over 70, if they say betokum. Even if he's not learned, v'hadarta p'nei zokein, there's a mitzvah to stand up for a Talmid Chacham, and that's a machlekes only if he's over 70 or even younger than 70. So we paskin even yanik v'chachim, even if he's way younger than 70, but he's very learned, so then there's a mitzvah to stand up for him. The Rishonim were bothered with a stira between the two Gemara. So this Gemara says, "Akal v'chaymer, do you have to stand up when someone walks in with a Sefer Torah?" Gemara says, "Akal v'chaymer pneilom deho omdim v'ponel l'koshken." If you have to stand up when a Talmid Chacham walks in out of Kavod HaTorah, so you certainly have to stand up for the Sefer Torah. And then there's a Gemara Makkos that says about the Kama Bavloi Tipshoi, the Jews, the religious Jews who lived in Bavel were foolish, that they would stand up for a Sefer Torah, they wouldn't stand up for the Talmud Chacham. So the Rishonim ask, and the Achronim talk a lot, isn't it a contradiction to our Gemara? The Gemara says, there's more logic that it's a Kal V'chomer. If you have to stand up for Talmud Chacham, certainly have to stand up for the Sefer Torah. So what's so bad? The Bavloya only stood up for the Mochom and they didn't stand up for the less. The Bavloya Tipshoy, they stand up for the Sefer Torah. They don't stand up for the Talmud Chacham. So why is it Tipshoy? They observe the more important mitzvah, they don't observe the less important mitzvah. Isn't it a bit of a stira? So some Achrayim say it's not a stira. The Pasuk only says to stand up for Talmud Chacham. Never says to stand up for Sefer Torah. You only know Sefer Torah from a Kal V'chomer, from what's written. So they don't, what's written, they don't observe. They only observe the din, that's derived from what's written. Oh, thank you very much. So some Achrayim say that's the teretz to the stira. But truth of the matter is, according to the Ran, it's a machlekes amoraim on this daf gufa. The Gemara that says the Kal V'chomer, the three amoraim who made a Kal V'chomer. Where was it again? Rab Chilkiya, Rab Simon, Rab Elazar, the three amoraim, all from Eretz Yisrael. So they made a Kal V'chomer. So they felt that standing up for a Talmud Chacham is out of Kavod HaTorah. And the other Gemara held not so. They're standing up, they said, according to the Ran, Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, you should stand up for your father because he's a Baal Ma'asim, I also stand up for your father. What is Shmuel? And the Ran held that he's Mechuyif to stand up. Not like the Ramban that is a Midas Chasim. Mechuyif to stand up. Why Mechuyif to stand up? There's no Kavod HaTorah. The answer is, the Din V'Hadarta Pnei Sokin is not out of Kavod HaTorah, according to Shmuel. Standing up, but Talmud Chacham is standing up for a Yirei Shamayim. Well, we assume that probably the one who's a greater Talmud Chacham is probably a greater Yirei Shamayim. But if you know that Rabbi Cheskel is a Yirei Shamayim, even though he's not learned it, so you have to stand up for him. So according to the way the Ran learned, it's a Machlokes and a Gemara Gufa. So then you can say it's a Machlokes, the two Gemaras. The Gemara in Makkos goes like the previous Gemara, that Kama Bavloi Tipshoi, they only stand up for the Sefer Torah, they don't stand up for the Talmud Chacham. And it's not, he doesn't hold from the Kal V'chomer. Standing up for the Talmud Chacham is out of respect for the Yirei Shamayim, for the Yirei Shamayim that he has. And that's maybe more important than standing up out of Kavod HaTorah. It's not, you can say it's in disagreement with this Gemara. Some seem to hold that it is a Machlokes HaSugyos. According to the Ran, you can say it's a Machlokes HaSugyos on Adaf. So you can say it's Machlokes HaSugyos between the Sugya and Makkos and the Sugya here. Yeah, the Gemara says you only stand up for the Talmud Chacham, you only stand up for the Sefer Torah when the Sefer Torah is Mahalech. If somebody is standing still with the Sefer Torah, you're not Mechuyif to stand up. Someone's walking with the Sefer Torah. When the Sefer Torah is in a moving position, then you have to stand up. Let's say the Aron Kodesh is open and the Sefer Torah is sitting there. So the Poskim say there are two reasons why you don't have an obligation to stand up. Number one, Sefer Torah on a stationary position, they're not moving. Then they say, number two, usually the Aron Kodesh, Ruba de Ruba, Aron Kodesh has the dimensions of a Rishus Bifnei Atzma, like a separate room. Let's say we're in this room, and we see someone walking in the halls with the Sefer Torah. They're walking with the Sefer Torah, but that's in a different room, so we're not Mechuyif to stand up. Or if someone's walking, they're dancing in the street with the Sefer Torah, and they're walking. So we're not Mechuyif to stand up. We're in a different Rishus. So the Aron Kodesh is always a Rishus Bifnei Atzma, because usually it's 10 Tvachim tall, and it's Dalet al Dalet Tvachim inside. If it'll be less than Dalet al Dalet Tvachim inside, so then it's like a mental of a Sefer Torah, then it's a cover. But if it's a Dalet al Dalet Begovayu, then it's a Rishus Bifnei Atzma. So strictly speaking, you're not Mechuyif to stand. How come the minhag always is that whenever they open up the Aron Kodesh, everybody stands? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when they open up the Aron Kodesh, or let's say on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you say Adam Zmiris, or you say L'keil Arach Din B'Yom Din, or all of the various piyutim that you say. He thought that maybe the people are standing up because these piyutim constitute a Dovish B'Kedusha. Maybe not standing so much because the Aron Kodesh is open and the Sefer Torah is exposed, but rather he's standing because reciting of the Anim Zmiris is a Dovish Mikdusha. What's the definition of a Dovish Mikdusha? So he worked hard. He thought maybe it means praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu neither in the form of a Brocha nor in the form of a Pasuk. If you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he say Tehillim, Ashviyash Vavisach, he say all the Psukah Dezimah. You're always praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's in the form of a Pasuk. So that we learn out from the Pasuk, Belech Tuchav Aderech. There's a Machlekes, Bisham and Bisilil in the first Perek in Broches. Bisham Yerav Depini Boerev Kol Odom Yatav Yikra Baboyka Kol Odom Oymed Vikori. At night you have to recite Kriya Shema in a reclining position, and in the morning you have to recite Kriya Shema in a standing position. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin like the Besilu Kolodim Kari Kedarka. How do you know? Because it says, Belech Tuchav Aderech. As you're walking on the highway, you're neither reclining nor in a standing position. You're walking. So Kolodim Kari Kedarka. And the Medrash Rabbah has on that Pasuk, the Taz and Simeches and Hilchas Tzitzis, quotes a Medrash Rabbah on that Pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like a Melech Basav Adam. Melech Basav Adam, when he sends a letter to his subjects, and he wants them to read the letter, so they always insist everybody has to stand up. Like when you go to a Lubavitcher wedding, when they want to read a letter that was written by their Rebbe 50 years ago to someone who was getting married, so they read the letter at the wedding, so they insist everybody has to stand up out of respect for the Rebbe. So that's by Melech Basav Adam. The Lubavitcher Rebbe was a Melech Basav Adam. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's easygoing. He says, Kolodim Kari Kedaka. You don't have to stand up. You don't have to, whatever, however you happen to be, whatever position you're in, Kolodim Kari Kedaka. That's why Taisus, the Esakashe, the Mishnah says, Rab Tarfin, the Mishnah in the first paragraph of Bracha says, Rab Tarfin says he was once traveling on the highway, and he was machma like Beis Shammai, and he reclined in order to recite Kriya Shema. The whole group, he was traveling with the whole group left him. And he was all by himself. And he said, Kanta Biyatzmin, but they list him. There were gangsters on the highway. So Kozman is together with the rest of the group. They would protect him. But the rest of the group was going to say, Kriya Shema walking. They were going to daven in a walking position. He's the only one who stayed behind. So he put his life into danger. So they told him, Kedai Ha'isa Biyatzmecha, Lachu Biyatzmecha. You deserve the death penalty. Then Shavat Aldiri Beisil. Since Beisil will say, Kolodim Kori Kedarkai, so you're not allowed to be Machma like Beishamai. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, there's a story later in the end of the Masechta that there were two Talmidim, one from Bishama and one from Beis Hillel. There is a Machlokes Bishama and Beis Hillel, and next to the last Perek in Brochas, what if a person ate a meal here, so he's supposed to recite Birchas HaMazon in the same location, in a sitting position, in the same location where he ate. So what if he forgot, and he went to a different location? He finished eating a sandwich, and he goes away. So Beis Hillel will say, more correct is, if he would have said Birchas HaMazon where he ate. But if he left already, not Mukhiv to go back. And Mishamai say, no, you Mukhiv to go back. So the Gemara says, there were two Talmidim. The one who was Machma like Beis Shammai found an Arniki, he found a wallet full of money, and he was rewarded for being Machma like Beis Shammai. And the one who violated it didn't. The one who didn't, Machmer, and it was Bemezid. He left the mezon and he didn't bench. He was devoured by a lion. If you don't do Amidas Chasidus, you don't deserve to get a special reward, but you won't be devoured by a lion. So Gemara, destroying the Gemara was the other Talmud, not only that he didn't do the Amidas Chasidus to go back, he left the mezon. He knew he was supposed to bench here, and he ignored it, and he went to the other location. So there, even Mesilil agreed, Mukhiv, to go back. Homachleg is Mesil Mesham is only if you left Beshegig. You're left thinking you're going to come back, and then you're in the other place, and you realize you can't go back. So it's too difficult to go back. So since he did Keneged Adin, he left Bemezid, so he was devoured by a lion. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, you see from that Gemara that it's a Midas Chasidus to be Machma like Beis Shammai. So why is over here? Why did they say to Rab Tarfin, Kedah Yisa Lachu Biatzmech, you deserve to lose your life because you were Machma Shavarta, the Rebbe Shilo, because you violated Bissil Shita, But you see from the other Gemara that you get a reward if you machma like the Bishana. That's Tosfos' kash. So Tosfos gives very good answers on that. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, Oyd Yishlama, another answer to the kasha. He said, the one who was machma, Rav Tarfon, who was machma like Bishamai, violated Beis Hillel's din. It's not Beis Hillel said there's no need, not that Beis Hillel said there's no need to stand up in the morning. There's no need to recite Kriya Shema in the evening. It's an Aveira. The din is Kolodim Kari Kedaka. Rebbe Shlom wants you to know he's not like a Melech Basel Adam. Not like the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Lubavitcher will insist you have to stand. Rebbe Shlom is easygoing. He doesn't demand of you should recite Kriya Shema in a specific position. So if you're going to be Ba'erev Yatta, you're going to recline Ba'erev to recite Kriya Shema, not only that there's no source for that, it's in violation of the din. The din is Kolodim Kari Kedaka. So Rabbi Soloveitchik thought that from that pasuk you learn out that even though Kriya Shema should have been Adobish Abigdusha, Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, you're declaring Hashem Echad, nonetheless, it's an exception to the rule that Adobish Abigdusha, you should require Amida, you should require Atifa, to wear the talus over the head, or to wear a yarmulke, or to wear a hat on top of the yarmulke, whatever the case happens to be. Usually by Adobish Abigdusha, there's a machlekes in Achrayim whether reciting Yud Gimel Midas in Aseres Meitshuva in Slichas, is that considered, does that constitute a Dabash Bigdusha or not? So the Mainav Kaminis and the Tshuva is going to Basroi, the Tshuva is from the days of the Marsha and the Maharam, so they have Tshuvas about this machlekes whether reciting Yud Gimel Midas Dabash Bigdusha. So they say Nafkamina for the three dinim, where they need Asora, Dabash Bigdusha you need a minion, where they need Amida, where they need Atifa. Those are the three Nafkaminas. So really, Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. That should have been certainly Dabash Abigdusha, Hashem Echad. But you learn out from the Pasuk, V'lechtecha v'aderech kaladim kari kedarkai. So you learn out from the Pasuk, you broaden it. Whenever there's a Dabash Abigdusha, Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, something like that, in the form of a Pasuk, so it doesn't have the dinim of a Dabash Abigdusha. You don't need Atifa B'Shas Kriya Shema. But Dafke not. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that he remembers his father and his grandfather when they would daven shachris, that they would do atifa when the chazan got the kaddish in Barchu, because that's a dovish abigdusha. Then they would take off the atifa lekavod Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is a din kol adam kari kedarka. If it's chilly in the room and you want to keep yourself warm, say you do atifa. But you're doing atifa specifically to recite Kriya Shema with atifa. So that's against the din. The din says, Kolodim Kari Kedaka. Baruch Shalom doesn't want you to do anything special to go out of your way. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. Whenever you recite the Shevach Takodesh Boch in the form of a Pasuk, maybe that's included in the Pasuk, Balech Techoladera Kolodim Kari Kedaka, that you don't require Amida, you don't require Asara, you don't require Atifa. Or whenever you recite a Shevach Takodesh Boch in the form of a bracha, also, we don't declare it like a Dovish Abigdusha. I don't know what the makor in the pasuk would be for that. But when you recite piyutim, Anim Zmira, so you recite Lekeloch Derim B'yom Din, the other piyutim, where you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, neither in the form of a bracha, nor in the form of a pasuk. So maybe the reason why we require Amid is not so much out of respect for the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is in a different rishus, and secondly, it's in a sitting position. It's not moving. The only time you have to stand is, out of respect for the Sefer Torah, if it's in your rishus, and it's mahalach, and it's moving. But if it's not moving, you're not mechuyav to stand up. Let's say when they bench Rosh Chodesh, the chazan holds the Sefer Torah, but he's not moving with it. So even though the Sefer Torah is in your rishus, then you don't have to stand. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik thought. Maybe the minhag to stand by the piyutim is because of the piyutim, not so much because of the Sefer Torah. It's true, this Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh appears in the pasuk, but we don't say the whole pasuk from the beginning to the end. We just say Kadosh, so we say it, but Torah, this is the Shiras HaMalochim. We're not reciting it as a pasuk, because then we would have to recite the whole pasuk from the beginning to the end. So we recite it as a Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom B'Torah's pasuk. Bichat Kohanim, the Pashtus and the Gemara is that you need Asara. The Mishnah Megillah lists off all the different things that need Asara, but they're not all Dovash Abigdusha. So the Pashtus is that Bichat Kohanim requires Asara, not Betaris Dovash Abigdusha. The same thing, Bichas Nisuin. So some have a practice when you go to a wedding, you have to stand when they when the rabbis recite the Birchas Nisuin, because the din is that you need asara. So if you need asara, that's the simon that it's a davish b'kedusha. Davish b'kedusha needs amida. The Pashta says it's learned out from a different pasuk. Davish b'kedusha needs asara is learned out from a different pasuk. Birchas Nisuin needs asara is a different pasuk. The same thing, Birchas Kohanim needs asara is a different pasuk. It's not from the same old pasuk of davish b'kedusha. Davish b'kedusha is you're giving a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here you're saying, Yivrech Hashem Yishmarecho. You're giving a blessing to a boss of a dumb. You're not giving a blessing to the Rebbeinu Shalom.
You get up, as it's written. Everybody gets up.
For Birchas Kohanim, yeah, that's a different thing, because the Kohanim have to be Ba'amida. That the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk. The Kohanim have to be Ba'amida. And since you need Panim, can I get Panim? So the Rishonim say, so it's not, if one is standing, one is sitting, that's going to be a Chisaron and Panim, can I get Panim? So since the Kohanim have to stand, so the Tzibur has to stand also, that it should be panim keneged panim, but it's not really because davar shebikdush. We assume benching basar also, there's a machlokes and rishonim. So the simple reading in the Gemara, that birchas hazimun basar is also, it's not a davar shebikdusha. The Gemara says, lavar chara lat kurish mod shmai b'batzah me'asar. It's not derech eretz to bench mezumen b'shem and less than asar. The Gemara should have said it's a davar shebikdusha. So from the simple reading in the Gemara, would appear it's not a davar shebikdusha. The Rambam quotes the Kesem Mishnah. You're right. The Rambam says that the women can bench mezumen. So the Rambam says mezumen of three, but mezumen of ten, b'shem, so the women cannot bench. So the Kesem Mishnah says, because benching basar is a davish b'kedusha, and women do not constitute a minyan. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that that was a problematic Kesem Mishnah, because a simple pshat in the Gemara is kemat lehedya, that it's not a davish b'kedusha. Right. Tefillah, you have to stand for Shemoneh Esrei. That's a different thing. You have to stand Shemoneh, not because of the davar shebikdusha. You have to stand even if you daven Malachash, even daven Yechidus. You have to stand for Shemoneh Esrei. And he did Atifa, Rav Soloveitchik thought, that he remembered that was the practice by his father and his grandfather, that they did Atifa for the Shemoneh Esrei, not because Shemoneh Esrei is a davar shebikdusha. No, you can daven Yechidus also. You need Atifa for Tefillah, because the pasuk says Tefillah Leoniki Atov. So the Pashup Shat Kiyata means he bends over, he bellows over in pain because of his problems, his health condition and his anias. And he does Atifa before he davens Shemoneh Esrei. So Rav Soloveitchik thought his family practice was that you do Atifa when you recite a davar shebikdusha and you need Atifa when you daven, when you do Tefillah. What? Kriyas HaTorah, he thought, really should have been in davar shebikdusha, but you learn out from the pasuk of Belechta Chavadera Kaladim Kor Kedarka, that not only Kriyashma is not to be, doesn't have to be treated like davar shebikdusha, whenever you're reciting Psukim, you don't treat it like davar shebikdusha. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, maybe Mikra Din, even for the brachas, even for Baruch HaSashem Amvairach, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achrayim, that even though you don't Mikra Din, you don't have to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. It's only the Maharam Rutmerg had a personal chumrah, and he didn't force it on the Balabatim in the shul. He was the only one who stood, the others didn't stand. So the Mishnah Berurah said, that's only that you don't have to stand b'shas Kriyas HaTorah. But when the Oilav HaTorah says, Baruch Has Hashem Amvarach, that's for sure a davish b'kedusha. So then everybody has to stand. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe you can argue with that. Maybe because the Kriyas HaTorah itself is really a description of Elokus, the Torah is really a description of Elokus. So maybe the whole Kriyas HaTorah should have really been a davar shebikdusha. But you learn from the pasuk v'lechtecha baderach kolodim kari kedarkoi. So that covers even the Berachas Hashem Amvarach also, which should have also been a davar shebikdusha. But maybe it's also included in the adin of kolodim kari kedarkoi. Because he said, he knows that mikra adin, you don't have to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. It's only a chumrah, because as a child he used to sit, and his father used to stand. And he said, if it would have been Mikra Din, his father would have beat him up. His father would have not allowed him to sit. So that's a raya in his mind, that for sure, Mikra Din, you can sit. So I think what he meant was, his father let him sit even for Baruch Hu. He sat for the whole Kriyas HaTorah. So that's why he thought, not like the Mishnah Berurah. Machlokes Achrayim.
Mishnah Brura adopted the Chumrah position that for Baruch Has Hashem Avara, you sure you have to stand. And the only deal in Achrayim is for the rest of the Kriyas Atar.
That's why he needs a tikkun too, the Mishnah Brura.
According to the Mishnah Brura, you should really need atit for the Baruch Has Hashem and Baruch also. Do people do that? I don't think so. Some people have atit for the whole Kriyas HaTorah, but I think most people, they just stand for the Baruch and then they sit down. They don't do atit for the Baruch.
Oh, the one
who's
called up though.
Mm-hmm. He does atit, yeah. He's the Mezamein. It should have been a Dovah Shebekdusha. So the Mezamein, we're more makbet, and the Mezamein should stand for Baruch by Kriyas HaTorah, but the Tzibur doesn't stand. Yeah. So the Gemara has this machloikas. So the sugi begins, Abshem Machal al Kvoidai, Kvoidai Machal, the father for sure can be Machal on his covet. And that was the discussion that the Maram Sheik had in his Chulis. Is that because the father is the Bailim? It's Ben Adam HaVeir, and therefore the father is the Bailim to be Meichel? Well, no. Maybe it's really Ben Adam HaMokim, and the father is not the Bailim, but he's the Bailim to be Kaver. It's Onu Shalom Zagwad. He's Kaver. What's considered Kaver? Not. So the Gemara says, that's by the father. What about Talmud Chacham? So that was Machlokes. So initially, the first Amora thought, Arab Shemach HaKvar Ein Kvar Amach. He's not a balabas to be moichel on his kavod. Rabbi Yosef says he has the right to be moichel, and Rabbi says, how can it be? It doesn't make any sense. The right that Rabbi Yosef brought from the pasuk that Hashem was moichel on his kavod, the Baruch Shalom has the right to be moichel on his kavod. But the Rav has no right to be moichel on kavod HaTorah, he's not the balabas. Then Hadar Amar Rabbi, then Rabbi backed out. The top line, Alamed Beis Hanbei, Hadar Amar Rabbi, and Torah Dilehu. And he quotes that pasuk from the beginning of Tehillim. The Poshib Shat in the pasuk B'sarasa Yegev means again Torah Hashem. Torah So Shal Hashem. But Rabbah has an additional level of interpretation that after you Yogeya for Omel Batoira, then it's Nikris Torosa. Once he's kind of the Torah, it's called Torosa.
Could have arrived from the Lobe Shemayim.
Therefore,
the,
one?
The Rabbah Shem gave the Torah to the human beings. It's the
Rabbanu Shem's
Torah, but he gave it to
Amistra.
So now it's theirs.
Okay. That's what he's saying. That's what Rabbi is saying. That he gave us the Torah, so it's our Torah. Yeah, it's a Chiddush, though. It's a Chiddush. So the Gemara comes to the Maskana that Harav Shemach al Kvodo is Kvod HaMachl. Yeah. So the Gemara asked the Kasha. There was a wedding, and the Rav and the Rebbe was giving everybody l'chaims in the wedding, and some of the Talmidim stood up out of respect for the Rebbe, some of the Talmidim did not stand up. Then the Rebbe was makbid, why they didn't stand up. So the Gemara says, why was he makbid? But if it's meichel on his kovet, harav shemachal kvod machol. The Gemara says, around 10 lines from the top of Lamed Beis and Beis, the line begins with the words, Afilu Hachi, even though the Rav was clearly Moichel on his covet, he invited everybody to the wedding. He's pouring drinks for them. He's mechabed them. Nonetheless, he the mevid lay both. They should have shown a little covet. Should have shown a little respect. So on this line in the Gemara, Rav Dovla Soloveitchik has in his safe on their Amam a whole fantastic Chiddush. And the whole Chiddush appears lock, stock, and barrel in the Pischei Tshuva on Yerideya. Usually the Pischei Tshuva is a likut from Achrayim, from Sam Sofen, the Rebbe Yehuda, and so on. And then when he has an original Chiddush, he puts it in the Nachlas Tzvi. He has footnotes on the bottom, once every 75 pages. There's a long Arichas. Here there's a long Nachlas Tzvi on the Simar of Kibbur Avim. It has exactly the whole vort of the Briskerov. But instead of showing that the Rama quoted in Perek Gimel and Perek A, says the Yoredei quoted in this siman and that siman, exactly the same word. So he says the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both say, Harav, Rabba Muvok, Kimi Moichel on his covet. The Rambam never said a Talmud Chacham Kimi Moichel on his covet. He says, Harav Shemochel Kovet, Harav means my Rebbe Muvok Kimi Moichel on his covet. Because the Gemara says that there's a Chi of covet to a Talmud Chacham, then there's a greater Chi of covet to Rabbi Muvok. So the Chiv covered to Rabbi Muvok, that's Ben Adam L'Chaveira, because he taught me the Torah, so I'm a Shubit to him. So he's a Balabas to be Moichel on his covet. But if you have Stam Tam Chacham, you don't say Torah Dilehi. The simple pshat in the Gemara is like you said, the Rabbanu Shalom gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, and now it's our Torah. So we're the Balabatim. So that's what the Rambam holds not so. Harab Shemachal, Rabba Muva could be Moichal on his cover, the Chiyav, extra Chiyav covered Hamagil, the Rabba Muva, that you have to stand, Moloi Koi Masai, and you have to stand, actually, what did the Gemara say? You have to stand until he sits down. Here, the Gemara here on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, about 20 lines from the bottom. Avo b'Rabba Muvik Malo Einov. You have to stand below Einov till the Rebbe sits down. You have to stand below Karmosa. So the Rav Muvik has the right to be Mochel on his covered because the Shibud, the extra Chiv covered to the Rabba Muvik, that's Magia Ben Adam Lachavero. I'm a Shubud to the Rav. That's the Rambam has a lotion from the Gemara, Kol Malochas Eved also the Rabbi, Talmud also the Rabbi. The same Malochas that an Eved is Mukhiv to do for the Yodon, the Talmud is Mukhiv to do for the Rebbe. What kind of a lotion is that? Kol Malochas Rabbi. So Soloveitchik thought, if you buy a behemoth, so the behemoth belongs to you, you have a right to make the behemoth do work. So if you buy an Eved Kanaini, buy an Eved, Eved Ivri, Eved Kanaini, whatever, so I own him, so he's Mukhiv to do work for me. So the Lashon HaRambam, Kol Malochas She'eved, also the Rabbi, Talmud also the Rabbi, because the Rebbe has the Kinyan in the Talmud. Which Rebbe has Kinyan? If it's Rabbi Muvok, Sherev Chachmasa Himenu, so the Rebbe has the Kinyan in the Talmud, and he owns the Talmud like he owns an Eved. What does he own? What Kinyan does he have in the Eved? So Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying over Rav Chaim has on the Rambam in Hilchas Malva Valoiva, he has a problematic Rambam of Bal Choyv covers Hashvach Sugya in the first Perek and Bob Metzia and the end of Maseches Bava Basra, real Nizik and Dikadinim. So Rav Chaim explains in the Rambam that there's a difference. The Rambam quotes the Gemara. There's a difference in Shvachah de Memelo and Shvachah de Biadayim. If I take a property and I build a house on it, let's say you're away for a year, and I walk into, you have a lot, and I build a hotel on your lot. So the din is, you have to pay me something for doing the work on your lot. Why? Because the one who creates shvach is kind of the shvach bian. This, it's a big machlokes. That's called hayor tachshar shachver shalot b'shus, the hishbicha. I went into your field, and I improved the value of the field without your authorization. So the Gemara says in the end of Bava Metzia that you have to pay me something. But Torah smart that you have to pay me. So that's a big machlokes. Tosfos has two opinions in Perek HaKoines, a big fat Tosfos, and in the end of Ksuvos also, the same big fat Tosfos, a fundamental machlokes. So one opinion in Tosfos is that you have to pay me, but Torah, Schiras Poilim, because I did work for you. What do you mean Schiras Poilim? You didn't ask me to do the work. So that's what Tosfos says. You don't have to ask me to do the work. Since it's an Umdad in the Muchach, let's say you were kidnapped by pirates and you have no way to you don't have a cell phone, you don't have no way to contact anybody to get you out of here, but it's self understood that you would be thrilled if someone would get you would be willing to pay $500,000 from your bank account to gain freedom. So if I spend $500,000 or less to gain your freedom, it's considered as if I did it, as if you had asked me to do the work for you. There's an umdar in the muchach that this is what you would have wanted. So even though you never engaged me, you never asked me to do the work for you, you muhiv to pay b'tara schiris poilem. That's one opinion in Tosfos. Then the other opinion in Tosfos is no, there is no such thing. Schiris poilem is only if he asked me to do the work. We learned that in the beginning of Kiddusha, where the Vilna Gaon disagreed with the Tosfos, and he said, in the Bir Agro, he said, the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. So we spoke about this. So the other opinion in Tosfos is that it's only when the shvach bien. The Ramah says, if I read you a shidduch, and then you marry the girl and you're happily married, and if you would have known that I know how to read shidduchim, you would have been willing to pay me $5,000 to read a shidduch. Even I read the shidduch, you didn't ask me to do it, but you're happily married later on, so I can ask you to pay me the $5,000. Min din schiras pel. The other opinion in Ramah is no. The other opinion in Tosfos is no. Only when the shvach bien. Schiras poilem is only if you ask me to do the work for you. You never ask me, so there is no din of schiras poilem. That's called mavriach harim minichse chaveri. You did a toiva for me, so I say thank you. That's all. I'm not mechuyev to pay you. But whenever a person creates shvach bien,
So then, whoever creates the Shvach is kind of the Shvach. As it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kanei Shamayim Va'oretz, Rashi and Chumash writes, Kanei Shamayim Va'oretz, He created the world and therefore He owns the world. Whoever creates something owns it. Human beings can create Yesh Me'ayin, but still. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik thought. The Rabbi Muvok has the same status, Kol Malach HaShevet also the Rabbi, Talmud also the Rabbi. If the Rebbe takes a person and he changes him into a Torah personality, so he just created a new Shvach Bien. So he's kind of the person. He's kind of the person. So that's why the Gemara has such a lashon. The Rambam's quoting from the Gemara. Kol Malach HaShevet also the Rabbi, Talmud also the Rabbi. Just like the Odon owns the Eved, so the Rabbi Muvok owns the Talmud. That's of course only by Rabbi Muvok. By Rabbi Muvok you have like that. So that's what Rav Velvula points out in the Rambam, and that's what the Nachlas Tzvi, the footnotes on the Pizchei Tshuva in the end of Yerodea, in the third Chelik Yerodea, they point out the Mechab is also like that. By Rabbi Muvok, you mechuyev to stand up on the Okamos, you mechuyev to stand up on the Einov, the extra Chiyuvim, that's been Adam Lachaver, just like Kol Malach HaShevet, also the Rabbi, Talmud also the Rabbi. The Rebbe owns the Talmud. He made a Shvach Bien over here. It made him into a new Torah personality. But on the Chiyuv to stand up for Talmud Chacham, that he's not a Balabas to be Michael. We don't say Torah delay. You don't say like that. So that's what he says, even though he was Michael on his covered, Afilochi, he the Mevid Lebo. They should show the covered. There's the basic degree of covered that's required on any Talmud Chacham. The Rabbi Muvok has no right to be Michael that. He only has a right to be Michael the extra amount. That's the diuk in the Rambam. So, the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that the Rav can be Moichel on his covenant. And the Rambam learned he can only be Moichel on the extra degree, not on the basic covenant on the Chav. The Gemara has a Shaila, can the Rosh HaSanhedrin be Moichel on his covenant? That's called the Nasi. Nasi be Alo Sa'or. One who curses the Nasi is over on an additional love. If you curse anybody, there's an Isa of Losi Kal Cherish. If Mikalo Lenasi, you get twice Malkus. Once Malkus goes, Losi Kal Cherish goes on Kol Odom Yisrael, and another La for the Nasi. So the Ramban Achumish is Mesupik, where the Nasi B'Am Cholosor, only goes on the Melech, or it even goes on the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Because there's an institution of So'ir Nasi. If the Nasi is Machal Shabbos B'Shegig, if a private person, a head yot, is Machal Shabbos B'Shegig, eats Chametz B'Pesach B'Shegig, eats on Yom Kippur B'Shegig, he has to bring Kizba Osira. If the Nasi is Machal Shabbos B'Shegig, he has to bring Soyer Nasi. So Gemara says in the first Perek in Hoirius that the institution of Soyer Nasi only applies to the Melech, does not apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin, based on a diuk in the pasuk. But over here, Banos HaBiyam Chalosor, there is no diuk. So the Ramban on Chumash raises the possibility, maybe it goes both on the Melech and on the Rosh HaSanhedrin. That's how the Rambam writes, it goes on both. The institution of Soyer Nasi, instead of an Akeva to Kizbo Sira, the Nasi brings a Soyer, a Zohar, that's limited only to the Melech, not to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So the Shaila is over here. Nasi Shemach Al Kvod is not talking about Melech. That's the next Gemara. Nasi means the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So the Gemara has the Shaila. Can the Rosh HaSanhedrin be Moichel on his Kvod? Gemara says, yeah. Toshma. The Gemara says, yeah. The Nasi can also be Moichel on his Kvod. But the Melech for sure cannot be Moichel on his Kvod. That's later. Amar Abash, Afil Mandam, Nasi Shemach Al Kvod, Kvod Moichel, Melech Shemach Kvod, Ein Kvod Moichel, Shememar. Why not? See, there are different biurim. What do you see from that pasuk? So Zamri Shalom learn that dinim shetei maso alecho is a chiv even on the melech. Melech has no right to be moichel on his covet because he also has a chiv shetei maso alecho. There's an addition to, just like by kibbut aviyam, there's a din of covet and there's a din of moro. Mora means covet square, extra din of covet. Here also, emasa alech, emasa means there's a din of mora by the melech. Not only is there a din of covet, there's a din of mora, and mitam mora, it's not proper that the melech should be mochel on his covet. By Avivim are the parents can be Meichel, even though there's a din of Kavanah, a din of Meira. But by the Melech, it's not proper. Even the Melech is Mukhiyuv to observe the din of Shetei Masa Halacha, he should not be Meichel on his Kavanah. That's the Sam Rishonim say. Other Rishonim write, Salvechik Top Shot was, like other Rishonim, that it's the Melech is not the Balabas to be Meichel on his Kavanah, it's really Kavanah Ha'uma. It's the Kavanah of the whole nation. And there's a Mordechai who writes a different pshat. He quotes from the piyutim that we recite on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Mamlech malochim v'loy hamlucha. Kodesh Baruch Hu lets human beings function as melech, but he retains the melucha v'loy hamlucha. He's the real melech. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the melech over Eretz Yisrael. So the Mordechai said that's why the melech is not a balabas to be mochlan as covered, because the real melech is really the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Melech. That's a passage in the Zohar on the Pasuk in Koheles. Ashrech Eretz Shemalkech Ben Chorin. It's the praises of a country whose king is a Ben Chorin. What is that referring to? Eloch Eretz, woe unto the country Shemalkech Eved. What do you mean Ashrech Eretz Shemalkech Ben Chorin? So the Zohar says Ashrech Eretz is the praises of Eretz Yisrael. Shemalkech Ben Chorin, the official king of Eretz Yisrael, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who gives freedom to mankind. Shemalkech Ben Chorin, he gives freedom, that it says in Bahar, that the Abedibi goes free on Yom Kippur Shal Yoivim. The Baruch Hashem is the one who gives freedom to man, that they go free, Avorim go free. So really, officially, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Melech over Eretz Yisrael. And Yerushalayim is today's Shir Shal Yom. Yerushalayim is Kiryas Melech Rav. It's the capital of the great king of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, that Yerushalayim Lasid Lava will be known as Kisi Hashem, the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the official capital of Eretz Yisrael for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the official king. Official capital is Yerushalayim. Two different dinim. Yerushalayim is officially the capital of Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is the makom of the Beis HaMikdash. Two different dinim. Some dinim depend on one. We say in L'chadoidi. We refer to Yerushalayim as Migdash Melech and Melucha. It's both. Migdash Melech, it's the Makam HaMikdash, and Tzir Melucha is the official capital of Eretz Yisrael. The Tzlach at the end of Brachas has a comment on Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara comments on the seven spheres. Chashem Agdula, Vagvura, Teferes, Vanetzach, Vahod. Yeah, the Gemara comments, all the seven spheres appear there. Gdula, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, etc. The Gemara says, HaNetzach Zu Yerushalayim. So the Tzlach, by the Nodi Bihud, has a comment on that Gemara, that the name of the city Yerushalayim appears in Tanakh over 650 times, and almost all the time it's written Choser, missing the second Yud. They only have three places in Tanakh where it's written Mole, with the second Yud. One is in Megillah Esther, Shehaglam Yerushalayim, there it's written Mole, and another two places. Why is it always written Choser? So the Tzlach said, because Yerushalayim is Kisi Hashem, the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, Ki Yod Al Kis Ko, L'chom Al Hashem Ma'amolek, Ein HaKisei Sholem, Kol Zman Sha'amolek Bo'ilom, Ein Hashem Sholem, Ein HaKisei Sholem. The throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incomplete. So Yerushalayim is Kisi Hashem, so it's Kis, so that's why it's Yerushalayim, it's Choser. And Lasi Lavoi, after Amolek will be wiped out, then it'll be spelled Molek. That's the meaning that you write in Iksuba. One of my children got married in Yerushalayim, so the meaning is he writes in Iksuba. Rav Herzog has a tshuva, he quotes when they get poshut. Get poshut is a sefer from the 1500s on Hilchas Gittin, on Eben Ezra. So they write that. That's the meaning. They spell Yerushalayim Choser, because it's Yerushalayim is the Kisei Hashem, throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, calls Man Shamolik Bo'elam, Ena Kisei Shon. Lassi Lovu, we're going to spell it Molik. That's what the Tzlach writes at the end of Brachas. Okay, Linetta, tomorrow we will continue. Cheerful, easy Gemara.